This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Pledge Roofing and Construction, a locally owned business here in Oklahoma City. Pledge will restore any damage your home has received from storms. Pledge is a licensed, insured general contractor specializing in hail damage restoration, including roofs, gutters, windows, garage doors, siding, and fencing. Check the link in the show notes for their website to schedule a free inspection on your home. We are live, everybody. Thank you for tuning into the Moonshot Podcast. I'm here again with my brother, Ben, bringing back my first guest on the podcast tonight to talk about the NBA playoffs. Ben, what is happening?
How's it going? Don't worry about the background noise. I'm driving to Vegas right now.
Driving to Vegas. That's what I wish I was doing. You know, currently my wife is also in Vegas. And I'm here at home in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm just going to hang out with my cousins, or one of our cousins, Jacob. He was on the BYU hockey team for probably longer than he should have. He was on there for, 5 years, 6 years?
Hey, man, play as long as you can.
That's the way to do it. Get more, Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to get him on the podcast because he obviously, was a college athlete, and now he's training professional athletes as part of his job. So I've been trying to get him on, but he's incredibly busy.
Shout out to Project Wellbeing. That's where he works.
Gotcha. Shout out to Project Wellbeing. Jacob, if you're listening, hit me up, man. Tell me when you're free. Half an hour. That's all I need for a pod, dude. All right, Ben. So NBA playoffs just started. Right before we hopped on, the 76ers just beat the Nets to go up 3-0.
Crazy.
Do you have any so let me ask you this. Who do you think is going to win the finals, or at least go make it to the finals? And then I want to jump back to round one of the playoff predictions. So who do you think will make it to the finals this year?
I think the 76ers have a really good shot. I thought the Grizzlies were kind of favored in the West, but now with Ja being out, I really don't think they have much of a shot. So
how long is Ja out? What?
Yeah, he broke his right hand. He went up for kind of a crazy layup. I can't remember at what part of the game, but yeah, he went up, then he hit the defender, then he fell awkwardly on both of his hands, and his right wrist, I think, is sprained or broken.
I did not realize it was that bad of an injury.
Maybe it's not, but last, I think it was this morning when I watched SportsCenter. Yeah, it didn't look good.
Jeez, that sucks. Even though I was, I like Ja. I like Ja a lot. He's so fun to watch, but I was really hoping the Lakers would pull off a W in this series. I despise Dylan Brooks with every fiber of my being. Oh. That dude is, I shouldn't say I despise him, but.
You can say you despise him, come on.
I just think he's a clown. But I also don't know if he's being 100% serious. I mean, what he said about LeBron James, I don't mind getting in people's faces, you know, making the game, you know, in intense, like, okay, let's heighten the tension here. Let's bring up the tension. That's playoffs. That's what you want to see. It creates drama. It makes a good story. But then what he says, like, about LeBron is just total disrespect. Like, he says, I'm not going to respect a guy unless he drops 40 because he's old. And to me, that's just okay, buddy. Like, you're not going to respect LeBron James, who many people think is the second best basketball player of all time. you're not going to respect that guy because he's old unless he drops 40 points. He dropped 28 points on you that game.
Right, and if he dropped 40, Dylan Brooks probably would have said, yeah, I'm not going to respect him unless he drops 50. So it's like, yeah, okay. All right, bud.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but you kind of want guys like Dylan Brooks, especially in the playoffs, because they're a villain.
Oh, yeah.
And like, So, anyway, I've been talking too much. What are your thoughts on Dylan Brooks?
I don't have too much thought on him. I like players like that, that bring the tension, like Pat Bev, you know, Patrick Beverly, yeah. Draymond Green. Draymond Green, by the way, I think is suspended for the next game. He stepped on a player. I can't remember which player. He got a flagrant 2 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That was...
What?
It's the most Draymond thing I've ever seen, you know? And I love it. It brings the viewership, and it just kind of heightens everybody's, like, attention. It's playoff basketball, baby.
Yeah, yeah. I think Draymond is a clown too, but I've come to dislike Dylan Brooks more than Draymond, though.
That's saying a lot.
I feel like Draymond very rarely will say that he crossed a line. Like, he's there to, what Dylan Brooks said is, I poke bears. And that's why he was going at LeBron. You know, and that's what Draymond does too. He pokes bears. But I feel like he'll still respect a guy and show respect. Like, yeah, like, he's a phenomenal player and that's why I'm going at him.
Right.
But Dylan Brooks is just like, no, LeBron's old. I don't respect him. Like, come on, dude.
I feel kind of the same. I feel like Draymond is... Like, he knows his role, and he doesn't try to be something he's not. So, for example, I think it was Draymond Green who said this. It was probably like 2017, 2018. He said something like, with regard to player shoes, if you're wearing like Kyrie's, for example, and you're playing against Kyrie, he's like already won. He's already beat you in that respect. So why give him that closure to begin with? And I'm like,
right.
Someone who respects someone would say something like that, and then vice versa. If you didn't respect the person, you wouldn't care. You wouldn't be like, yeah. So I think that says something about Draymond.
Yeah. So there is a part of me wonders, though, if Dylan Brooks is just completely playing the villain role. He obviously knows he's the villain, just kind of by his nature of being aggressive and getting in guys' faces, which I like. But in general, I like that. I like the rough, aggressive play of basketball. But just like the stuff that he says is what drives me nuts. And so that comment about LeBron, there's like no way he really believes what he's saying. I just feel like it's so hard for me to believe that he doesn't respect LeBron James, even at 38 years old.
It has to be artificial. It's just.
So yeah, part of me thinks he's just saying that because he knows he's already the villain. So he's like, let's heighten the tension even more. Let's ratchet things up. I know I'm viewed as the villain, so let's go all out.
Well, and this probably isn't true because obviously he's a starter on the Grizzlies. But if he wants to become more popular, I mean, how do you become more popular? If you're in the NBA, you talk crap on LeBron, right? That's how you.
Right.
So
right.
Maybe that's what he's doing too, but I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. Like you said, he's obviously good. I don't think he's great, and I don't think he'll ever be great. But you know, for a few years, he was going at it against the Jazz in the playoffs, and it drove me nuts because he's just a pest. And you know, he really gets under guys' skins. He gets in their heads, and he's really good at that. And you know, it drove me nuts. But yeah.
Speaking of the Jazz not making the playoffs for the first time in what, 6 years or something?
Total, it's been a while.
I mean, I'm no prophet or anything, but I predicted it the second we traded Mitchell. I was like, "Yep, there it goes. There goes the playoff."
Yeah. I'm not sad about it. I would rather not make the playoffs than just. I think we need a couple of years of rebuilding. I think that'll be good for the organization. But yeah, so
I'm glad we got rid of Gobert. Maybe that's that may be an unpopular opinion, but I'm glad he could not initiate any sort of offense on his own. He was completely dependent on someone else, which annoyed the crap out of him. It's like, dude, if you're down low, just you and your guy with the ball, he could not score worth anything. It was so annoying.
Yeah. He was, in my opinion, and I have very strong evidence to back this up, Rudy Gobert, Steph Curry, and James Harden are all very similar players. Incredible in the regular season, and they completely disappear in the playoffs. More so Rudy Gobert than Harden and Steph. But when Steph and Harden have made it to the conference finals, and Steph has made it to the finals, their production takes a massive dip. So Rudy, though, I just feel like is so much easier to figure out than Harden and Steph. And so teams are able to lock down Rudy.
I think so too. And it's hard. I mean, if you look at the guy, he's so lanky. He's coordinated, but still so lanky.
Not athletic. Yeah, like, he's coordinated, but not athletic. Yes.
And that coordination comes at a huge benefit on defense because he's not holding the ball. But when he's holding the ball, it's just like, dude, oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about Joel Embiid? He is killing it. I think he should win the MVP.
I think he should. I mean, Joel Embiid and, you know, Jokic on the Nuggets, those two guys, it's just honestly incredible to watch those guys play. They're so big, but they understand the game so well. And then just those fadeaway shots that they do, those 15, 18 foot fadeaway shots, it's, you know, it reminds me a little bit of Dirk, you know, back in the glory days of the Mavericks. It's just those 7-footers and their fadeaways, you cannot stop it. And it's incredible to watch. I love it.
It's like the modern-day skyhook with Kareem. You couldn't stop the skyhook back in the day.
Yeah.
Literally, yeah. 7 foot, what was he, 7'4", 7'3". And he's reaching behind him. It's like the same thing with the fadeaway. And the thing about Joel, which I think he's got more of an edge over Jokic, is his athleticism coordination. Because if you give him any sort of room with – like, if he's in the key or around the key, man, he could just do one spin move and dunk on you. Like, there's, like, it's easy.
Yeah.
Jokic, I don't think, is as aggressive, but he still can just initiate so much offense on his own. And he's a better assister, if that's a word, than
me. Yes. Yes. Jokic is a phenomenal passer.
Is it Jokic and if you or don't Jokic?
I don't know, dude. They call him the Joker. Oh, Jokic. Jokic.
Joker.
It's all part of the plan. But yeah, Jokic is a phenomenal passer. And if you don't believe me, just go to YouTube and type in Jokic assists. He's great. So anyway, I love watching those two guys.
Who do you think is going to make it to the finals?
Well, I was pulling for Milwaukee out of the East, but Giannis is hurt. I don't know, but I don't know how bad his injury is.
So he fell on his lower back. That's what was like injured his upper hip, lower back. The MRI that he got came back clean. So we know it's not like broken or fractured or whatever, but still soft tissue injuries like that can be really, really like bad and time consuming with recovery. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the Bucks evened up the series. Now it's 1-1 and they won game two without Giannis. So hopefully they can, my hope is that they can, if Giannis has to miss several games, that the Bucks can at least hang on against the Heat. I mean, the Heat are, they're not the best in the East, and I don't think they stand a chance in round two, but my guy, Jimmy Butler, I never count that guy out though. Jimmy Buckets. Oh. So I hope the Bucks make it out of the East. But if the Bucks don't, I think the Celtics will. I love Jason Tatum. I love his game. And I think he's a future top 2-3 guy in the league in the next 3 to 5 years.
Jaylen Brown, incredible. Just so versatile in his game. Like defense, offense. Yeah. He's one of the best well-rounded players in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I think. It'll make it out of the East. Out of the West, dude, I am not sure. I think the Suns are going to make it out of the West, if I'm being honest.
If KD can step it up, yeah, I think so.
I mean, it could be Denver, though. I don't know. I would love to see Denver. Yeah, I would love to see a non-typical superstar team make it to the finals. I think that's always good for basketball. Maybe not good for the NBA, but I think it's good for basketball.
Did you watch the Clippers Suns game? I think it was game one.
I did not. No, I heard it was great, though.
Russell Westbrook, he tied down KD left and right. It was.
That's what I heard.
Like, he was blocking shots and like stealing the ball right and left and getting up in his face. And I was like, yeah, let's go.
Dude, I love Russ so much. I know he has a lot of his strengths are also his faults, which has hurt his team's chances in the playoffs historically. But the dude just never lets go. He never lets his foot off the gas, and I just love that.
Same. He's just full of fire. He's not willing to quit ever.
Yep. So, yeah, I think at this point, Denver or Phoenix out of the West, I don't see Memphis. I don't see the Lakers. I don't see Golden State. I mean, the Clippers have just historically choked in big games.
Playoff ball just chokes every time.
Playoff P, man. Playoff P, push off P.
Kawhi's always solid in the playoffs, but he's always solid every single game he plays. It's crazy.
Kawhi is a consistent 25 points a game. He'll just bang on you, and he's so solid, and he's so freaking strong. And Kawhi is one of my favorite players. I just hate that he's on the Clippers.
Oh, and the Heat, Tyler Hero, I think just broke his hand too.
Oh my goodness.
Did you see that happen? So it was a loose ball. I think they were playing the Bucks in game one. And he went to reach for it, and the guy the Bucks player that was getting the ball right in front of him, Tyler Hero's hand just kinda slightly got caught on the guy's shoe, but it flipped back. So
it's
his dominant hand, right hand. So I think he's out.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Ugh. All right. So I just want to ask you, let's just go through each of these series. And I want to ask you, who do you think is going to win? So Milwaukee, Miami, who do you got? Yeah, I got Milwaukee. I'm starting in the East. So Cleveland, New York.
Don Mitchell, man. He's my guy. I hate that he's not on Utah anymore, but man, he is killing it in Cleveland.
He's just he's just a stud. I love Donovan. So yeah, I think Cleveland will win that too. I think that series goes seven games though. I bet it goes seven games. Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Philadelphia
finals.
Yeah, I wouldn't, I don't, I could see that. But I don't know. Harden has historically choked in the conference finals.
He really has. I wouldn't really put money on him, but I love how Joel Embiid is playing. Tobias Harris, the whole 76ers crew, they're just killing.
Yeah, they're going to sweep the Nets. The Sixers are going to sweep the Nets. But, you know, in the past, Harden has choked because he has been like the guy. So now that he has Embiid, it's kind of it's Embiid's team, so maybe that takes a lot of pressure off of Harden. Maybe he can keep it together and help his team make it to the finals.
I think that's a good point, because when he was on Brooklyn, man, it was like KD, James Harden, they were just like fighting for attention, you know, because that's one of their toxic traits. And Kyrie Irving too. They struggle making their teams better when there's two superstars. I think that's why Mavericks aren't in the playoffs. Luka and Kyrie, they don't work well together.
Yep. I think Harden's obviously a phenomenal player, and his personal achievements are incredible, but he's a very difficult player to mesh with. So I think, you know, Harden and Embiid could be a great match. So we'll see. We'll see. Like I said, historically Harden has just choked and completely disappeared in games that matter, especially in the fourth quarter. So anyway, moving on, Boston and Atlanta.
Boston. I think it's going to be Boston and Philly in the conference finals.
That would be incredible. Honestly, two powerhouse teams. Yeah, I think Boston's going to sweep Atlanta. Poor Atlanta. Poor Trae Young.
He needs to get out of there, man.
Yeah. Where's he going to go, though? It's like his team.
He goes to Dallas with Luka. I think that'd be a better combo than Kyrie.
I don't know either. I have to ask our cousin Donnie about that. Brooklyn and Atlanta, they're getting swept. Sorry, boys. You don't stand a chance. Not a chance. All right, let's move on to the West. So Denver and Minnesota. Denver's going to sweep them. Denver's too good. You know, Jokic and Jamal Murray. Those guys are they're so good together.
Jamal Murray is the most underrated player in the NBA.
Yes, I absolutely agree. Easily top three most underrated guys.
It's crazy. He's so good.
He's just so consistent. And man, the few years ago when it was the Nuggets and Jazz, seeing Jamal Murray and Donovan Mitchell just go at each other's throats for like four games in a row. They're averaging, there was like 38, 40, 42, 50. And I think they both had a game where they scored over 50 or something like that. So
it's good basketball. Yeah.
Good basketball, man. All right. Phoenix and Los Angeles Clippers. Phoenix. Who you got? Phoenix. Yeah, I got Phoenix too. I'm going Phoenix in seven games.
Oh, you think they're going seven, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I think the Clippers are tough. They're rough riders, man.
They are, man. Their defense is solid.
Yep. They're rough riders, and that's not necessarily what Chris Paul and KD like.
This is very true. Well, and D-Book, I think Devin Booker is another underrated guy. Maybe not so underrated, but he usually shows up in the playoffs. He's never really had much of a chance.
He just doesn't have a ton of playoff experience.
He's won the finals once. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I want to skip Sacramento and Golden State. Talk about them last, but Memphis and Los Angeles Lakers.
I think the Lakers are going to pull through with Ja being out.
Yeah.
I would have had them going if Ja was healthy, but yeah.
Yeah, I think LeBron's really going to turn it on. I think Dylan Brooks talking about LeBron is really going to give LeBron the fuel he needs to push through those 38-year legs and see him average 35 points the next few games.
I'd love to see him, man. I mean, the guy spends millions and millions of dollars on his body every year. If there's anyone that can do it at 38, it's going to be him.
Yep. You know, I really hate when players will sit out games. But I look at LeBron and I'm like, I can't get mad at you for sitting out, man, because you are playing to win and you know what you're doing. You've accomplished so much. So like when I see LeBron sit out a couple games, I'm just like, you're saving yourself for the playoffs. Well,
to be honest, how cool would it be for him to play against Bronny? In what is it? 2 years is he going to be eligible?
Yeah, so, I think 2 years.
That's got to be part of it too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. For sure. They'll play at least one season.
So dope.
So, okay, hold on. All right, Sacramento and Golden State.
Oh, Golden State's down 0-2, right? They play tonight or tomorrow?
They're playing right now. Golden State is currently up at this moment. It is 9:50 Thursday evening Central Time. Golden State is up 34-30.
Yeah, I mean, you said it a minute ago. Steph, he struggles in the playoffs. Part of that's been his health. You know, he's had ankle, knee issues. But, man, if he can really step it up, I don't think Sacramento has a chance. But Sacramento is solid, man. Yeah. I can't believe how solid they are right
now. Yeah, yeah. I would love to see Sacramento. I mean, that they have been a terrible, terrible team. I think they have the longest playoff drought. I'm pretty sure they had the longest playoff drought out of any team.
96, like freaking armpit of the league.
No, I don't think it was 96. I mean, it was early 2000s with like Mike Bibby and Peja Stojakovic and who was their other guy?
Yeah. I think you're right.
So, Steph Curry, though, I don't think Steph will choke in the first or second round of the playoffs. But historically, in tight games, in the fourth quarter, Steph has a horrendous plus minus. Absolutely terrible. Let me find it. I have his plus minus. So Steph has a career plus minus in the conference finals of plus 120, which is good. In the NBA finals for 22 games, Steph's plus minus is minus 11.
I think it was that low.
It's terrible, dude.
When the guy, the face of the franchise, does that, that's what I was saying. So 2015, he came out of nowhere, right? I don't think that was necessarily an anomaly, but the league wasn't ready for that type of depth with three-point shooting. And in 2017-2018, he had KD. Last year, they were stacked. They had Jordan Poole. Played in everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's crazy. Minus 11 in the finals.
Yeah. So here's his plus minus for the fourth quarter in the NBA finals. So just the fourth quarter is minus 32. It's even worse in the fourth quarter. So I don't know what it is. Like Steph is obviously incredible. He's revolutionized basketball with his, like you were saying, with his 3-point shot. Nobody was ready for that, but for whatever reason, when it's tight, Steph disappears. Same with James Harden, just disappears.
That's crazy. You should look up LeBron's plus minus in the finals.
Oh, I have it. It's right here. So I have the fourth quarter plus minus, and let me see if I have the just the yeah, okay. All right, so LeBron's plus minus in the fourth quarter, so just in the fourth quarter, in the conference finals and the NBA finals. Okay, so fourth quarter in the conference finals, LeBron has a plus 161 in 87 games. In the fourth quarter. So now for the NBA finals, LeBron has a plus 54 in 49 games. So here's just his overall games, not just the fourth quarter. His conference finals. Dude, this is nuts. LeBron has a plus 227.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
And in the finals, plus 68.
That's the difference right there.
See, to me, that's the great players don't crumble under pressure. I know one of LeBron's biggest hits to his legacy was he crumbled against the Mavericks that first year in Miami, but he hasn't crumbled since then.
And to be honest, that 2011 Mavericks, they had every answer that they needed against the Heat. You know, that was like the first, like in the modern era, kind of the Kobe LeBron era of a super team. Totally stacked super team, and Dallas did not care one bit. But then the Heat, they went back to back the next 2 years, so.
Yep.
That's crazy. LeBron is clutch, man.
Yeah, so that 2011 Mavericks team, historic playoff run. Let me see. Freak. I mean, they beat the so the Mavericks beat the Blazers, the Lakers, and the Thunder. And then the Heat. They beat Kobe, then they beat KD, and then LeBron. Are you freaking kidding me? To me, that's the second best championship win. Okay, maybe third best. Jordan's 6th championship. How do you argue that's not the best? But to me, LeBron winning it in Cleveland is the second best playoff championship run. And then the Mavericks 2011.
And when you say LeBron winning it in Cleveland, like it was game 7 in Oakland that he won it as a member of the Cavaliers.
Okay, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, I think that was... Yeah. Of our generation, that was incredible.
Yeah. So since we were talking about plus minuses, and I've been talking smack about James Harden, hold on, let me find his plus minus in the conference finals.
The beard.
Dude, and I hate talking bad about a guy because he's, like I said, he's obviously a phenomenal player. He's very, very skilled, but a great player in the regular season doesn't translate to the playoffs. The playoffs is completely different.
Like, I love and I hate his game. So I love that he's embraced who he is. He's not trying to do anything outside of like what he's extremely, extremely talented. He has a skill that really is unmatched in the league right now. I just don't think it's championship caliber skill. So when you get, like, it seems like usually half his points, they come from foul shots.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, that's how you play the system. But like, yeah. And then, to get on, like, championship runs, you can't just spend your entire time on the foul line.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let's see.
So what are you looking up right now?
James Harden is plus minus. So his total playoff plus minus is plus 338, which is good.
That's incredible.
And the so in the conference finals, the 2 years with Oklahoma City, he was made it to the conference finals. It was really good. But then the 2 years he made it with Houston, 2015 with Houston, minus 14, 2018 with Houston, minus 11.
What about Brooklyn?
Not great.
He made the playoffs, what, once with Brooklyn? Twice?
I'm
trying to remember.
Yeah, I think they made it last year.
Those are the only four teams he's been on, right? Oklahoma City, Houston, Brooklyn, Philly.
I think so. Let me see.
Yeah, that sounds right. Now I'm curious with, you know, what Kobe's plus minus is, what Michael's plus minus is.
Yeah, I need to do another podcast and just like dive deep into like stats, and because the playoffs is where players become great, you know, and that's just where LeBron shines. I don't know if he'll be able to do it this year. He's 38 years old, man.
Yes, and I don't really like. To me, if he retired today, he'd be like, he's one of the greatest.
Yeah, he's Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, he's Mount Rushmore. No. Of this era of basketball, he's the best. Kobe was the previous best of his era, Michael of his, and so on and so forth. But, like, he's still really good. He's showing some age. If you watch what he does live, he misses a lot of shots.
Well, folks, looks like I lost Ben. We were talking about at the beginning of the podcast, but he was driving to Las Vegas.
Still is one of the greatest.
So it looks like lost connection with Ben. But talked about everything I wanted to talk about. Playoff predictions, players, Steph Curry, James Harden, LeBron James, plus minuses. Hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast, and I have a lot of cool guests that I'm really excited about coming up. So thank you all to everybody who listens to each episode and every episode. It really means a lot to me. I never expected my podcast to get this many listens and views. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you to the listeners. Really means a lot. That I started this as just as a hobby. And like I said, I didn't expect this many people to start listening. So thank you. Thank you for tuning into this episode where me and my brother Ben talk about the NBA playoffs.